Hi, clever foxes. Welcome to this lesson on your niche. We're going to talk about your target market, finding your perfect customers, and how to reach them, and creating a customer profile. First up, we're going to determine your industry and your niche market within that industry. So people talk about target market all the time, and what I would like to do is actually go a little bit deeper than target market. So target market generally takes in the gender and age, income, and general stuff like that about the people that you're trying to reach. What I want to do is talk about a niche market, which is actually a more narrow demographic of people. But what I want you to think about here is that it is small but mighty, and I'll come back to that in just a second. So a niche market is a narrow demographic with products aiming to satisfy specific market needs within that target audience. This basically means that your target market is a smaller pool of people, but your product is perfect for them because it fills a need only they have. Now, I think this is one area where many business owners actually get tripped up because we all seem to want to appeal to as many people as possible, where in fact the broader our market, the less we appeal to each of these people and the less likely they are to actually make a purchase from us. So you need to think of your niche market as small but mighty. An example of an industry might be graphic design, and your niche market within that area could be people who love custom design stationery. Once you know your niche market, you can look at what the needs of this market are and how you can satisfy those by focusing on and perfecting one type of product. By focusing our efforts more on one type of product or service, you can focus every effort in the business. So from marketing and promotion, to your price points, to your website and email communication, everything towards reaching your perfect customer for that exact thing. We're going to talk about perfect customers in just a minute. If you're trying to juggle several different types of customer at once, it's going to become more and more difficult to speak to each one effectively. So you need to focus on one type of product or service and do it brilliantly. If we're looking at our example of a graphic designer offering custom stationery, perhaps her product focus is birthday cards. And holy cow, does she do the best damn custom birthday cards you've ever seen. You probably know someone like this, not necessarily birthday cards, but someone who does something amazingly. What you want to do is become known for that one thing. And you'll see customers coming back again and again and spreading the word for you with very little prompting. Another example is photographers. The best well-known photographers specialize in just one or two types of photography, be it family portraits or weddings, newborns, landscapes, whatever. When someone asks, who is the best newborn photographer in Adelaide or Canberra or Melbourne or Brisbane? The answer is most often someone who specializes in only that area of photography, not someone who does a little bit of this and a little bit of that and, you know, events here and, oh yes, I'll cover that there and whatever else. And this can actually be applied to pretty much any solo business owner who offers a product or service. So I really want to encourage you. I know as creative people, it's really difficult because we all think, oh yeah, I could do that, or I really want to make those, or I want to sell this, and I have lots of interests. The key here is to pick one thing to be your business and keep all your other interests as hobbies, and that's completely fine. You need to focus on what you want your business to be known for. Now we're going to figure out exactly who you should be focusing all your marketing and promotion efforts towards by defining your ideal customers. I want to ask you the question, are you reaching out to the right people with your products and services? Or you could also ask, who are the right people? You might be making something that is super amazing and just, you know that everyone wants to have it. But if the right people actually don't know about the amazing work that you're doing, how are they going to buy it? You need to find your tribe. You need to find out who your perfect customers are. Perfect customers are awesome, and it's important to spend the time finding out exactly who yours are so you can focus all your marketing and promotion towards them. Your perfect customers will be in your niche market that we were talking about just before, but your perfect customer profile also takes into account some really specific demographics like personality and behavioral habits. The best thing is about your perfect customers is that they never actually question your price points or your process or your products, and they never question you. Your perfect customers love what you are offering. They want to spend their hard-earned cash on your products or services because more than anything, they actually need them and it's going to solve a problem for them. They believe in your products and they believe in you. You never have to sell to your perfect customers, so you really should spend time getting to know them and finding out how and where to reach out to them. So who are they? Are they male or female? Or maybe you actually reach both males and females. What age are they? Now, this is an important one because a lot of people who make like kids' toys or clothes or stuff like that maybe think that their target market is the kids, but it's actually the people who are buying for the kids. So is it their parents, their grandparents, or other relatives, or just friends? Who are the people that are buying the products for the people that you're actually making it for? What level of education do they have? What kind of income do they have? And what location are they in? When you're answering these questions, you need to think about the types of customers that you imagined in your visualization, along with who your favorite clients are and people who you would love to work with. Think about where these customers might live, where they work, how old they are, their income level, marital status, everything like that. Using these assumptions, you can look on the Australian Bureau of Statistics website, which is abs.gov.au, and you can actually look up census results and try to estimate a total number for your target market. So is it in the hundreds of thousands or just hundreds? Having some idea of this number helps you to see the potential audience you could be reaching out to and also helps you identify whether your business is sustainable. Now we need to get a little bit more specific. I want you to try and think of your very favorite customer or client you have ever worked with and base the answers on them. If you don't have any customers yet, just make up a person in your mind that is super easy to deal with, who is eager to give you their money and loves your products or services without questioning your prices or anything else you do. So think about these questions. What do they do during the day? What do they do at night? What websites do they visit? What do they do for fun? And where do they like to eat? You need to find out where your tribe is and be in those places, but more about that later. Once you have answered all the questions, write a short profile description of your ideal customer. This could read much like an autobiography you would find in the inside cover of a book. So give them a name and write no more than about maybe 200 or 300 words. You can talk about their typical day and why they would want your product or service, and how does your product or service solve a problem for them. Keep in mind, by creating this profile, we are not excluding potential customers who do not fit the mold, but rather working out where we should be focusing our marketing efforts the most to reach the people most likely to be interested in our products or services. Now, if you have different groups of customers, answer the questions for each group. If you have more than three or four groups, you may need to rethink your products or services to be more focused. Take your time, because the more you know about your perfect customers, the easier it will be to connect with them. Make sure that you share your customer profile in the private Facebook group, and I look forward to reading it. I'll see you in there.